This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. I just want to capitalize on something that I kind of mentioned briefly last night. When we were talking about our brothers and sisters in Palestine. But particularly when it is the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, where it's a verse where Allah prohibits two prohibitions, a congratulatory statement and then a condition. Do not be weak and do not be saddened, for verily you are from al-a'lawn. You are the ones that are lofty. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are the believers. So it is the belief initially that which makes you lofty and puts you in a high position. And it's the belief that which protects you. And it's the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is the most important thing. Even though our brothers and sisters are trapped and it's an open prison and they're starving and there's no food, no drink, no electricity, to a certain degree, no hope. But what's so beautiful about the Muslim is that this life is only a marhala. This life is only a stage. It's only a part of our existence. That's why the Prophet ﷺ told Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, "Kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharibun aw abidi sabil." He said, "Be in this dunya as though you are a stranger or a wayfarer passing by." And he said, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Mali wa dunya, innama ana mithl raakibin istadhalla tahta shajaratin thumma qama wa tarakaha." The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "What is for me in this life? Verily, I am like a wayfarer, a stranger, that goes and takes the shade of a tree on his journey, uses that shade, then gets up and goes on the rest of his journey." He compares this life like the shade of a tree. So the verse that I want to talk about is, it's in the same chapter of Ali Imran, as I mentioned, the chapter of Ali Imran is so pertinent to what is going on now. The fact that the Muslims went and fought, particularly in jihad, when they fought in the Battle of Uhud, and they were not successful, but we say ultimately it was a success because it was a lesson. Lessons, plural. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I recited in the first raka'ah, where he says, "فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا," and do not think the ones that have died in the path of Allah are dead. بَلْ, he says, rather, أَحْيَاءٌ, they are alive. Where? عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ, with their Lord, with full provision. فَرِحِينَ, and they are happy. They are happy. So let's remember this, brothers and sisters, that what is happening, we don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it to happen to us, but as the Prophet ﷺ said, and I mentioned a couple of days ago, and the brother asked me the question, what if we are jealous for them because they may die shaheed? If that happens, we ask Allah to protect them from any oppression. I slightly was incorrect because I said we shouldn't ask for the oppression, but the shaheed, the Prophet ﷺ said, if you ask for shahada and you are truthful with sidq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with that. Okay? What I want to mention here is later in the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem, and I mentioned it last night when he was talking to give glad tidings to the believers, and he gives characteristics of them. He says, "الَّذِينَ إِذَا قَالَ لَهُمْ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدَ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ." They're the ones, because they were munafiqun at that time. They were saying, "Man, if they wouldn't have fought, if they wouldn't have left, they wouldn't have died." Right? لَوْ أَطَاعُونَ مَا قُتِلُوا قُلْ فَدْرَأُوا أَنْ أَنفِسِكُمْ الْمَوْتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ. Allah is done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the munafiqun, they said, "Man, if they wouldn't have went, they wouldn't have died, man." Allah says, "Wish for yourself death, in kuntum mu'mineen. Yeah, wish for yourself. This fact that death is something that we should despise, and something that, no, it is something depending on how you leave, is what is so honorable. It is a lofty position. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't think those that died in the path of Allah, amwat, rather they are alive. This is so important because it paints the bigger picture for you as a Muslim. Do not rely on this life and think that this life is everything. The beginning and the ending is here. There is a whole other life. Rather, as Ali ibn Abi Talib said, "Kun min abna'il akhirah." Be of the children of the akhirah, of the next life. "Bal tu'thiruna al-hayat ad-dunya وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Allah says, rather you prefer this life, but the akhirah is better and abqa, everlasting. So I'm saying this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that, it's a statement that I mentioned last night when I told you I saw some videos and you see them in the street and there is fear, and this is natural. When you see, you know, bodies on the street and they're saying, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel, hasbi Allah. Allah says, Alladhina إذا قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم. The munafiqun during that time say, look, all these people are gathering. You're small in number, they're all gathering against you. What happens at that time? The munafiqun said, they're all gathering against you. فَخْشَوْهُمْ. Be afraid. Be afraid. What happens? فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. زَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. That is the thing that increased their iman. That's what increased their iman. What you would perceive is that which would make you more scared and make you more fearful and make you question Allah, which is interesting because if you allow that fear to take over and consume you, it could possibly go down a dark, slippery slope of despair. Why would Allah do this? But as a matter of fact, zadahum. Allah says, fazadahum, meaning that because they said that, it's what increased them in their iman. Because they said that. Subhanallah. And then what did they say? قَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ. If you ever hear people recite the Quran, and you hear the sheikh say, حَسْبُك, حَسْبُك, it means that's enough, stop. So حَسْب means that Allah is enough for us. Allah is enough for us. Allah is enough for us. He is enough for us, meaning that what is going on now, we see what is happening with our brothers and sisters in Palestine, and particularly Gaza, North Gaza, what has happened, what is currently happening now. We see what is taking place with them. It is important that we make dua for them, that Allah protects them, that Allah shelters them, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most importantly, brothers, that Allah keeps them strong with their iman in Him. That Allah keeps their iman strong with their iman in Him. Meaning, they trust in Him in whatever situation, they say Alhamdulillah. Whatever situation, they say Hasbunallah. Allah is sufficient for us. Wa ni'mal wakeel. As was told to me, subhanallah, some of the brothers and sisters in Palestine are going back up north. What do they say? Khalas, if I die, I die in my home. Can you imagine? That type of yani. That type of courage? Because they've reached a point, I mean, subhanAllah, what's left? What's left? Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. This is important for us as we sit in one of the safest neighborhoods in Dallas right now. In a masjid with light, with AC. Don't feel guilty, but realize it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah say after this verse? After He says, they say Allah is enough for us and He is the blessed one. Wa ni'mal wakeel. He is the blessed one that we trust upon. We trust upon Him. Ni'mal wakeel. A blessed form of trusting in the mawkul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fanqalabu bi ni'matin min Allah. Allah says right after that, because of that, fanqalabu bi ni'matin. They turned and faced the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفَضْلٍ, and the virtue, لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ, that no evil afflicted them. وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ, and they followed the pleasure of Allah. وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ, and Allah is of the greatest forms of virtue. A lot of these verses are so beautiful. إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah says after that, we'll end here. Then Allah says, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Verily that is from shaytan. يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي. He tries to make you fear, have fear. But don't fear him. Fear me if you are from the mu'mineen. And he continues. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Do not have sadness from what they say. Yani subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, I advise you to read these verses. These are the verses around 176 in the chapter of Al-Imran. And it is so pertinent for our brothers there. And it is so pertinent for us here. But remember this dua, hasbunallah. وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, particularly the aspect of Allah being enough for us. When there is nothing there for you, literally nothing, no necessities, what do you have? You have your iman. And that's why I always remind ourselves of the statement that we pray in the janazah. And I hate to keep bringing up death, but it is important because it reminds us of this life. When Allah says, Allahumma li tawaffaytahu minna, fatawaffahu al-iman. If Allah choose to take him upon al-iman. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us, may Allah keep us upon al-iman. So brothers and sisters, it is important, and I hope each and every single one of you at this time are making dua for your brothers and sisters. Inshallah, the next lesson we're going to talk about some of the etiquettes of dua, but particularly the dua that you used to make in the last 10 nights. Let's be honest. The times where you've tried your best to be your best, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we need you to activate that intensity of dua at this time. And even more, because people are suffering. In Palestine, people are suffering in Afghanistan, people are suffering in Libya, people are suffering in Morocco, people are suffering in Sudan, people are suffering in China. Our Muslim brothers are suffering all around the world right now. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our hearts from any fake propaganda that can affect our iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shelter us with goodness and to shelter our brothers and sisters with goodness and with safety. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to feed the hungry and to nourish those that are thirsty. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them and protect them with the nourishment of iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those that pray in the middle of night for the middle of the night for them. Ya Rabbil Alameen, Rabbana atina fid dunya atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-abrar. Barakallahu fiikum.